Today is Thursday, June 7th, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Extron Electronics.
Today's Daily Download comes to us from Resi Week 115. Matt Scott is joined by myself and Rich Fregosa talking about Amazon dropping the price of the Ring doorbell. Rich starts us off talking about how this disrupts the distribution model.
It's twofold, and it's an issue. And I'll probably recount a story that I just personally ran across last week.
Kind of. Could you? Please.
I can. I'll hold off, but I digress. The concern first is that you had a dedicated product at a price. You had support, you had a culture, everything that went on. And every time a company gets acquired, the first thing you get from the press release, because the owners have to stay on in order to collect their checks, is that they have to be able to stand behind with whoever purchased them and said, we're going to continue how we've always operated and maintain our company culture. And, you know, the company XYZ has been XYZ and will continue to be XYZ. And then a year later happens. And, you know, my concern is that I'm now going to have to call Amazon for tech support. And I'm going to have to decide whether I'm dealing with an Amazon vacuum cleaner, an Amazon doorbell, an Amazon camera, or an Amazon blender first from my touch tone selections before I get sent over to somebody. And I've got to waste 20 minutes with somebody who goes, yeah, by the way, we got to send you over to, you know, a different support person. So, but also there's some issues in terms of a credibility issue for integrators as well, because you have an integrator who's coming in at X. And within the course of a week, they've sold a project. Now, you either have a client who may pull up, you know, a Verge article and say, hey, this thing just got cut in half. What are we going to do about it? The other option is, like I said, you pull up with a distributor. Their pricing hasn't changed because they bought them at a different price. And it puts the integrator in a very, very difficult position because everybody on the front end of the line is trying to get what they paid for. And the integrator is the one sitting there going, well, I've got two options. It was an ethical issue. It's like, do I eat it? Great. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody else got their money. And I'm now paying for the privilege of working for the client. Or, you know, do I pass the cost on, which isn't necessarily great because you might be charging a client a premium for something they could have bought, at a reduced price. We see it this day and age now with TVs. I mean, TVs is a perfect example. I mean, I can't tell you how many times that a manufacturer has issued a price reduction, and all of a sudden, an end user could walk into a big box store and get the same exact display that was available in distribution for cheaper than what an integrator could buy it for from distribution.
Tim, let me ask you this. In the past, you normally, as an integrator, you might revisit some of your purchasing policies, some of your distributors, some of your manufacturers, you might look at that product list once or twice a year, usually at Expo.
Yeah.
You'd show up and you walk around, see, oh yeah, no. Maybe that could replace brand A that we've been using for so long. With the volatility from manufacturers, as far as who's being acquired, who's not, all of these different things that have been happening in this channel, the increased invasion, if you will, of GAFA. At what point or how often do dealers and integrators need to be looking at everything that's going on? Have we moved to the point that this is almost a daily occurrence, that as soon as you hear the news of someone doing something, you have to start paying it more than a cursory glance?
I think that's actually when you do it, is when you hear the not just the rumors, but the actual press release of an M&A, of a merger and acquisition, then you have to assess whether or not your current relationships make sense, right? And that goes both for if you are a, you know, dyed-in-the-wool fanboy of the person doing the acquiring, or you are a longtime user of the one being acquired.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.